This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The person killed by an E. coli outbreak possibly tied to McDonald's food was from Mesa County. County health officials confirmed the victim's residency this afternoon. So far, 18 of Colorado's 26 confirmed E. coli cases are in Mesa County. An investigation by multiple states and the CDC is underway. A professional rugby team based in Glendale will not take the field next year. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Glendale officials say the city will instead focus on youth rugby, leaving the American Raptors without a home or a financial backer. Denver 7 reports Infinity Park, where the Raptors play home games, will continue to host events and other rugby programs. The Raptors were founded in 2007 after open tryouts and have bounced between various fledgling rugby leagues in the U.S. under several different names. Glendale's city manager says he's hopeful the team will return in 2026. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Early voting in Colorado is lagging last election's turnout so far. More than 336,000 Coloradans have returned their ballots. That's about 16% of active voters. At this point in the last presidential election, about twice as many people had voted early in the state. Vote centers opened earlier this week, but so far have only served around 6,000 people. All the rest of votes have come from mail ballots. Tonight in the Front Range, temperatures will dip into the 40s. Tomorrow in Denver, expect some wind, which could bring elevated fire risks. You're listening to CPR News. It's 5:06.